In light of the controversy following the announcement of the results from the February election in Ward 2, what do you recommend for avoiding this type of situation in the future? Tim?
Well, the mayor, when he informed us individually of what his response was going to be, took the opportunity to sit with us individually, and I stated at the time that we need to clarify going forward. Obviously, this has happened. I don't believe any of us are happy about the interpretation. It is what it is. It's not our decision to make, and it is now being debated legally. So that process does have to play out. But going forward, we do need to clarify what our intent is in our February election. Logically speaking, I think it was intended to be a two-person race is going to be decided, and a race that has three or more people, that's where the 50% plus one concept came in. But we do need to clarify exactly and precisely how that's going to play out in these circumstances.
Clay?
Nobody's happy about what happened. The last forum we had, I remember you standing there talking about the 50% plus one rule. And I have known about that ever since I've been observing city politics since 1999. It's not new. Having said that, 4 years ago, when I ran unopposed, we spent $10,000-$12,000 to have that election, and I think a solution that's being bandied about is to eliminate the February election, go to a general election in April, and if there are multiple candidates, top vote getter wins. That is, I think that's a solution that we're looking at this point in time.
Rich, are we going to have a rebuttal session at all?
You're welcome to debate back and forth if you'd like to a little bit on this.
That's all right.
Sure.
I understand the impetus for wanting to go forward with that, but there are advantages to having a February standalone election. As a nonpartisan body, there are special rules that would have to be carved out, and they could be accommodated for an April-only election. I understand that. But there are opportunities for the city to put issues before the voters, such as the sales tax referendum, that is specific to the city. I think it's fair to say that all people understand when they go into the election booth, they might not be up to date on everything that's happening on that ballot, whether it's the county public or the county sales tax referendum, whether it's which judge is running against another judge. We don't all have all the information when we walk into that booth. So I think it's important for us to at least consider the impact that could have on important decisions that need to be made. We have a swimming pool issue that's out there. We have other issues that are out there that could still be decided strictly by city voters and not have a muddying effect on people who aren't interested in city politics.
Clay, would you like to add something?
Yes, and to a point, I will agree with everything Tim said. However, when you look at the voter statistics in this city, over the last 8, 10, 12 years, the numbers are going down. Right? This last election was 4.47%. I understand there's a storm out there, but that costs us. It costs money. And there's this thing called weary voters. We had a November election. We have a February election. We have an April election. I think people are getting electioned out. So that's just another viewpoint.